Saying that the Confederate flag symbolizes racism and injustice, Delaware Governor John Carney says it's time to stop flying those banners on public property. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed has more.
The violent white supremacist rally in Virginia, where a driver plowed into counter-protesters, killing one and injuring 19, is again bringing the issue of Confederate symbols to the spotlight. Carney says he was dismayed by the rally, where marchers carrying Confederate flags shouted racial and religious slurs.
I think what happened in Charlottesville was awful. It's completely un-American and unacceptable. It just doesn't belong in the United States. It's just terrible. My heart goes out to the family of the young woman who was killed and the others who were injured. It does show that we need to work harder to create understanding among people, but that racism and hate has no place in our society or in our public discourse.
The group leading the march was protesting the pending removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Political leaders across the country have since called for the demolition of Confederate memorials. One stands in Georgetown, Delaware, outside a private museum.
I think the Confederate flags that are flying across the South in different places like Georgetown misrepresent the history. They've been a way of kind of rewriting history since the Civil War times, and I think we ought to follow the lead of South Carolina and take them down.
The governor says flags on private property may be offensive, but Delawareans have the right to display them. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.